AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson will not participate in tomorrow night's debate in Michigan, but he says he's not dropping out of the race.
Once a leader in the polls, Ben Carson's issued a statement saying he sees no political path forward for his campaign in light of the Super Tuesday results. He also says he won't attend Thursday's GOP debate, even though it's in his hometown of Detroit. Carson says the grassroots movement on behalf of We the People will continue, and he remains, quote, committed to saving America for future generations. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
After winning four Super Tuesday contests last night, Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders was feeling his Cheerios today. He told supporters in Portland, Maine, he could beat Republican frontrunner Donald Trump.
The American people understand that our job is to bring people together, and that togetherness trumps divisiveness.
Police say natural gas industry titan Aubrey McClendon has been killed in a fiery crash in Oklahoma City. Police say he drove his SUV straight into a wall today, a day after he was indicted on a charge of conspiring to rig bids to buy oil and natural gas leases in Oklahoma. A white Montgomery, Alabama police officer has been charged with murder in the shooting death of a black man outside his neighbor's home. A federal appeals court has ruled that a white Lansing, Michigan police officer can't be held liable for the death of a young black woman. The family of a 17-year-old Somali refugee shot by police in Salt Lake City says he has undergone another surgery and his condition appears to be stabilizing. This is AP Radio News. President Obama says the University of Alabama's football team's fourth appearance at the White House in 7 years is a sign that he has brought the team some good luck.
The last time a team went on this kind of run was in the 1940s. Back then, folks were still wearing leather helmets. I don't feel like anybody in a leather helmet would do too well trying to tackle Derrick Henry.
Alabama won college football's national championship back in February after coming from behind to defeat Clemson, and running back Derrick Henry went on to win the Heisman Trophy. In a state where the state university's mascot is a fighting gamecock, some legislators are trying to toughen the penalties for cockfighting in South Carolina, which is illegal in all 50 states. On Wall Street, stocks eked out modest gains. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.